This is Florida, buddy. It's Florida. You walk past my door, you're liable to get shot. Hey, whoa. Oh, hey, sorry, I had to yell at an alligator real quick there.
What if he sees you later?
Then he's a crocodile.
No, that's in a while. After a while.
True.
Or in a while.
Right now, what we're recording is a bonus episode. I was going to put it up on the Patreon behind the paywall. We're going to release it anyways. Free of charge, just so you see what we're all about on the Patreon. The crew we have today, we have me, host Brian Aldridge, two-time youth basketball scorer, the normal producer of the show, Karate Brian, chime in.
Hello.
Co-host Carlina sitting in the production chair.
Hello.
And a very special guest all the way from Dyer, Indiana, the YMCA Hammond League leader in intentional personal fouls, Adam Aldridge.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Remember that time you put your hand in the guy's shirt?
Very proud of all those fouls.
Very proud of those fouls. So we're just going to talk a little NBA. Games changed a little bit, if you ask me, from the Peach Basket era.
Yeah. Yes.
All these guys with their Euro steps and haircuts
And they can touch the rim.
They can touch the rim now. It's good stuff now. If you haven't been watching in a while, pick it up. We're just going to kind of jump right in. We're going to go with do you have someone? Well, I guess we can cut the crap. Whoa, do you have a pick to win it all right now?
Myself?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Boston Celtics.
Boston Celtics.
Ooh.
Karate Brian, who do we got?
Well, I am a Clippers fan, so I'm going Clippers all the way.
Clippers all the way. Nice. I am going to ride the Los Angeles Lakers.
The Lakers?
To the finals. So what we'll do, though, we all have different goods, so that's good. We're going to build a family by law with Brian Aldridge, bracket to the finals. And, you know, it's binary, not like half the kids now that are Gen Z. It's going to be either one or the other team.
What's that mean? What's that mean about the kids?
Oh, some of them aren't binary.
Okay.
Yeah. So these are binary choices. It's like Denver or Minnesota. Since there's three of us, majority will rule. So we'll say who's going to win. We'll each pick who's going to win in each individual series. And the majority will move on. And then that's how we'll build our official family by law with Brian Aldridge. NBA Finals. Bracket tree sponsored
by
Klondike Sandwiches. Remember that one time?
You wanted ice cream,
but they didn't have no tubs of ice cream, and you bought the Klondike bars.
Yeah, I remember my mom also buying Kodiak bars, thinking they were Klondike bars.
Our mom did like to shop at Aldi.
Yes.
All right, so no, you got to keep us like if we mess up or something like that, and you got to tally like. That's you're in the hard chair, Carlina. Carlina, the co-host, asking if she gets a vote. She does not.
You gotta step up.
This is our pre-19th Amendment edition of No, you're in the hard chair now. You have to fix what we do wrong.
You gotta Google stuff on the
yeah, you gotta really help us out here. So let's get started. Let's build our official finals. Family by law, finals, tree, bracket, championship, sponsored by Klondike Ice Cream.
You want to go the easy route or the hard route?
I mean, we got my brother here, so it's definitely going to be the hard route.
Okay. So we're starting with the West.
We're going to start with the West.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the teams playing in the playoffs?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to spring this on you, unprepared.
Okay.
MVP, who's your pick?
Ooh.
It's a regular season award. It's a regular season award.
Okay.
I would go with Joel Embiid.
Okay.
Okay.
Embiid, who do you got?
I got Giannis, actually. So
I think they're giving it to the Jokic again. Yeah. I don't even think it's up for debate.
Yeah.
Now, who do I think deserves it? The Greek god every time. The guy from Milwaukee. That seems trash without him.
Yes.
But Embiid scores more than him, rebounds slightly less, and shoots way better.
Yeah. Other than that, though,
averages more assists and blocks and steals. And
okay. He's from what city?
Philadelphia.
I think you're onto something here.
Yeah.
I'll give it to him.
I think he's going to actually win it.
You do? Do you want to put him? You run.
Take him off the 76ers.
You trip over yourself. Put the money on him to win because you'll get a lot.
I'll put 5 cents over.
No, if you can find a place that will book your bet, you'll get like 20 to 1 on your money if you take Joel Embiid.
Okay, maybe.
No, he's probably the second favorite or third favorite.
Yeah, which is like, isn't Jokic like minus 2,500?
I
think he is. I would check it up. I think Jokic is minus 2,500 to win the MVP. Look that up.
I don't know how to spell Embiid.
Well, just look up Jokic.
J-O-K-I-C. Yep.
To win the NBA MVP odds. All right, let's get into our picks, though.
Okay. So the first
Western Conference, who do we got? Set the table, Karate Brian.
So the first matchup, Denver versus Minnesota.
Denver is the what seed?
The first seed.
Okay, and what Minnesota. what was their regular season record? I knew you.
53-29.
He doesn't know. Huh?
53-29.
He has it ready, Michael.
For tops in the NBA, right? Or did the Bucks have a better
record? That was the second best record in the NBA.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Denver... playing.
I apologize. No, that was the fourth best.
Okay. So Minnesota is coming in off of a they had the play-in tournament.
Yep.
They lost a game, then won a game to get in, right?
Yes, they did.
And so they lost last night. They lost so bad, Jokic didn't hit his props.
Yep.
I don't like their chances to win four of the next six games.
No.
Joel Embiid is minus 714?
For MVP.
What's Jokic? Joel Embiid is the favorite to win the MVP, by the way. That's why we have producers.
Yeah.
I figured.
I thought Jokic was like minus 2,500. That might have been 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, no, Embiid averages.
So, Kendrick Perkins turned the tides on the MVP race by calling all the voters racists.
Yeah. Embiid scores 9 more points a game than him.
Yeah, but that's just scoring points and getting assists and rebounds. There's more to basketball than
who's Embiid going to pass it to? Tobias Harris?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Jokic is minus 278, and Joel Embiid. Are you sure Joel Embiid isn't plus 714, Carlina?
I'm sure.
They can't both be minus that much money.
The MVP award is shifted drastically all the way to negative 17 at Fox Bet.
I got to stop letting you look stuff up. There's no way they're both minus money.
They are.
They aren't. Okay, we'll get the real and we'll put it in and I'll edit it in. That's not the numbers. So the Denver, obviously I'm taking that. It's not brain surgery. So Denver, Adam?
I like Denver, yes.
Yeah, okay. So that one was too tough.
Do you want to pick like win by?
No. You can if you want. I'm putting them through. In fourth, fine with me, too.
I was just putting
it. No, in fourth, fine with me. Way fine with me. Then.
Yeah.
Gentlemen's sweep, maybe? They go up 3-0, lose a game?
Maybe.
Let's straddle. Let's go down. Let's go least competitive, most competitive. So then we'll drop it down. But maybe not. I'm going to be outvoted here, and my champion will be out first. But it's the Memphis-Lakers series. Lakers have a 1-0 advantage right now. They won a game on the road. I obviously have the Lakers moving through.
Yeah, I got the Lakers as well.
Whoa, out of the seven seed?
Yes.
What do you say?
I agree because of what happened yesterday
with
John Morant.
Sure.
Morant. He got injured, and I think
that's it, right? That's a wrap if he's hurt. And then they got now Lakers found a new honky.
Yeah.
They got Reeves in there. I'm him. Give me the Lakers. Put him through tough, though. Put him through 6 or 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
She did find the thing, and then Jokic is minus 7 or plus 700, which is – that's what it – like it's – you know what I mean? The top – if one guy's minus 700, the other one's plus 7, that's just how it works.
Right.
So it is – it did flip, and it did flip because of Kendrick Perkins.
Yeah.
So don't say telling people – calling them racist doesn't do anything.
It works.
Every time someone calls me a racist, I change my mind. I've changed my mind a lot.
I act upon it.
Let's go. We're staying in the West?
Yes.
All right. We'll go first round all the way through, right? Like, we won't complete this round. Okay.
No, yeah.
Phoenix is the 4 seed, and do you have their records, Adam?
Phoenix is 45-37, Clippers 44-38.
Okay, so pretty comparable records. But Phoenix also had an addition. They had Kevin Durant come in late.
Yep.
And they did lose last night, though, right? Or two nights ago.
As soon as he got traded there, he did miss like 2 weeks with injuries. So.
Sure. Yes.
But they were 8-0 when he played.
Okay.
And this is the first time they lose when he played.
Yes.
It's the playoffs, though.
Yes. So
and
it matters.
Clippers are missing Paul George.
You had my back on that one.
That's true. The Clippers are missing Paul George, but Kawhi looks like Raptors.
Yeah.
Playoff.
Where Kawhi, he just carried a whole other 11 guys.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to put the Clippers through for the next round.
I got one with me.
I had Suns.
You got Suns?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So we're our first split decision, but we'll put the Clippers through then.
What do you think, on 7 or?
Full blast. Yeah, that one's going full blast.
I don't think that's going like in 4.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's going to be a weird one where the home team doesn't win.
Oh, they
until the last game.
Yeah, that like happened with the Mavericks a few years ago.
Or they'll split them evenly.
Or what was it a couple of years back when Donovan Mitchell and Jamal Murray were going back and forth?
Yeah.
Nuggets had a good series.
Nuggets, Jazz, remember that series?
Yeah. Mitchell and Jamal Murray just like scoring 40, 50 points a game against each other.
Let's clean this one up. I think I'm going to get outvoted here. Sacramento, 3 seed versus Golden State. I'm going to put, even though Golden State lost, I still put them through. Mm-hmm. I could be, I'm not going to die on the hill, but I would put Golden State through, getting it done in 7 here. What about you, Karate Brian?
I like De'Aaron Fox.
Okay.
And I think he is a better fourth quarter player than Clay.
Okay.
So I'm taking Sacramento.
The smart money. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Adam? You're the tiebreaker.
I'm going to go the Warriors.
Whoa. Okay. Well, majority.
The Warriors. Moves. Now that sets up nice for me. Put the Warriors in there. Let's go.
Yeah, actually, according to website 538, have the 5th best percent to make it to the NBA Finals.
Oh, okay. Well,
So
then since they're down a game, it would have to be 7 for them to get in, right? Like 6 would be just monstrous. All right, so here the final 4 in the West. We got Denver, Clippers, Warriors, Lakers. Let's move on to the East. We have the Milwaukee Bucks, who went down a game and might be down a star.
Yeah. I think
let's do this 2 ways. Mm-hmm. We'll make our final vote.
Okay.
This, by the way, we were talking a little bit before we went on air.
Okay.
That I think with Milwaukee losing that game and Giannis being iffy with his back, if you have to pick someone overall, like picking one at a time is different, but if you had to pick someone overall now to make the finals, I think this bodes very well for the Celtics.
Yes.
It's not fair. They got to run through the 76ers, but that's why you play all the 82 games. You play the 82 games to seed it like this.
Yeah.
So we'll go Milwaukee, Miami. I'll still take Milwaukee in 6.
I still like the Bucks as well.
You still like the Bucks? I think that's pretty unanimous there.
Yeah.
Giannis will not play Sunday. Oh, see, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. I'm going to get out of my chair. That's what I'm talking about. That's good stuff.
She's gonna take my
spot. Our producer just broke news. Giannis will not play Sunday.
All right.
I still put the Milwaukee through, but I might put one of these over Milwaukee.
Yeah.
But I still put Milwaukee through. As of 3 hours ago. Look at you,
Sleuthin. I didn't even see that yet. Okay, cool.
Carlina, the best producer we've had right now for this episode.
I agree.
Easily in the last 15 minutes.
Easily the last 15. That was good. That changes my mind a little long term. Doesn't change my mind on this series, but I could have my arm twisted now to take Miami. And I'm going to. I'm going to take Miami. I'm going to take Miami in 6 games.
I'm picking Bucks still.
Okay.
I'm still rolling Bucks.
Still rolling Bucks? Yeah. I not a hill I'm going to die on, but I will take Miami there.
I still like the Bucks probably a little
because
further.
Of the late breaking news from Carlina. I'll take the Heat there.
You rest him at a series like this, and then I have him healthier for the playoffs later.
Let's straddle it down. I think Boston walks all over Atlanta.
Oh yeah, that's.
I think that's the one I'm most confident about.
That could be a 4 or 5 game series.
Yeah, so I think we all put them up, Boston, right there.
Yeah, I think that's easy.
I say we put them in 4.
Yep.
Let's go up top.
Okay.
Because I think the other one's pretty clear cut too.
Yeah.
Right.
Knicks, Cleveland. Knicks with the 1-0 lead on the road. I liked the young Cleveland team.
Yeah.
That's very big to lose that first game on your home court.
It's
a lot to overcome in a razor close series.
Yes.
Right. So
you can give me the Knicks there.
Oh, wow.
You can give me the Knicks in 6 games.
Ooh. I also have the Knicks.
Yeah. What do you
I mean, majority.
You can sway me. I'm open to being swayed.
I think Cleveland have Donovan Mitchell.
They have the best player in the series. I'll give you that.
Yes, and he has playoff experience. Maybe not championship. Yeah. But he knows how to play hard. He's leading that team.
If the series were not started yet, I'm on Cleveland.
That's true.
I think in a close series, losing that first game at home, you got to be a special team to overcome that, and they're not special. They're good.
Yeah.
So that's why I went with the Knicks.
Okay.
Brunson is just still so underrated, I think.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm with you.
Oh, Jalen Brunson. Yeah. Yes. He's playing really well.
Yeah. Brunson, isn't that the guy who Stephen A. Smith cried about when they got him? Like,
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they locked you up, and they kidnapped you and left you until you're no good to nobody. I think I went black voice.
Was that your Stephen A. Smith voice?
Yeah.
Okay.
The other series, let's clean that up. I think I got Philadelphia just steamrolling five games.
Five is fair.
Yeah.
Mikal Bridges.
Yeah.
Mikal Bridges go off like 30.
One time they get hot and just can't miss. Yeah. All right. So our final four in the East. Pretty true to form other than the Cleveland. We went Milwaukee, New York, and then we went Philadelphia, Boston, which I think Philadelphia, Boston. Could be the finals. You know what I'm saying? Like, that could be whoever wins that wins the finals. In my opinion, it is.
Yeah, that's the best two teams out there.
So we'll discuss that one last when we come back to it. Okay. So let's go back up to the West. Here's the tough one where we may have to break both of myself and Karate Brian's hearts.
Yep.
Because I won't argue with you, either one of you, if you take my guys out here.
Yep.
I think if the Suns make it,
yes,
Denver beats the Suns.
Yes.
I think if the Clippers make it and they get Paul George back, I think they beat the Denver Nuggets.
I agree.
Because Denver Nuggets nothing about the Denver Nuggets says we hold true to form in the playoffs. We defend our home court. We win our game. Like, they're a number one seed that falls. That's what they do. And if it's since we did put the Clippers through.
Yes.
Now, the Suns make it. I think Denver beats the Suns. I'm going to take the Clippers beating the Denver Nuggets. And I can be talked out of that by my brother.
Well, here we go. That will not happen. First of all, I know when your bracket, we had a split decision. I still think the Suns are going to make it.
Okay.
I think Suns.
Because there's a chance of potential, make but it, I can't put the, I, that's. Because there's a chance that the Clippers won't be there,
yes,
is why I might be able to put Denver through.
Yes.
Because if it's the Suns, I put them through easy.
And they did announce that Paul George is missing the season, I believe.
Oh.
Not, sorry. The series,
right?
The whole series, yeah.
So.
But I still think they can scratch and claw their way.
I think the Nuggets will win, but I'm the other way. I think the Suns actually have a better chance to beat the Nuggets.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I mean, they're two best. I mean, they got Kevin Durant, and then they have Chris Paul or Devin Booker. I mean,
Devin Booker, yeah. But,
okay, so if we think either one of them.
Two guys that could throw 30, 40 points.
So now you just, to me, in a way, made the case to bump Denver then.
I still think Denver wins, but they have an act for getting upset in the playoffs.
I know, but that's this true. Looks different. It looked. Did you? They beat the. I know it's the Timberwolves.
Yeah,
but they look ready. They look a little different than they had the last 2 years. It's one game.
Yeah.
So I think Denver gets their heart broken in the conference finals this year.
Really?
I do. Yeah. What do you? I know you got to go with your Clippers.
So, I'm going with Clippers because the last time they met up in the playoffs, I believe, they didn't have Kawhi.
Okay.
And they lost.
All right.
But I think this team has heart, and I think in terms of locking up Jokic, the Clippers have a better odd to do that rather than the Phoenix Suns.
At first was on the fence. Our producer gave us another fantastic stat. Adam chimed in that the Golden State Warriors have the fifth best chance to make it, which out of 16 teams, not bad. I mean, you're in the, you know, middle.
Yeah.
Upper middle. Carlina said the Clippers' chance of winning the whole thing is 0.9%.
Yeah, they are the 12th. And that's
12. You like those odds? I got to do it. I'm so
– less than that even.
I have a feeling my heart's getting broken in the next round. I got to do it. I got to put Denver through in five.
Five?
Yeah.
I think in six or seven.
Okay.
Definitely not seven. I can see five, maybe six, though.
We'll go six.
Because his health is also questionable usually. If he can stick it out and put up 30 points a game, I think it's still a game or two.
All right. Let's finish up the opponent for the conference. Obviously, my flyer to win it all is the Lakers. It's a bad pick because whoever wins between Boston and Philadelphia is who I truly believe in my heart wins the NBA Finals this year.
Yeah.
I think those are that's the class of the right. Just because Giannis is back, man. Giannis is back hurts.
Yeah.
So,
but Giannis is.
He's a freak. He's the Greek freak. I get
he
it.
He gets back really fast I get for it. Some reason. I mean,
like the same. Greek. My brother used to inject diabetes medicine, and Giannis does the same thing, but with different medicine.
Okay.
steroids. Sponsored by steroids.
Oh.
Trend.
You want to get tough real fast?
Shoot it in your arm.
Maybe your butt.
Oh, by the way, never mind. So we have to face the Denver Nuggets in the conference finals. We have the Golden State Warriors and the Lakers, the 6th vs. 7th seed. And this isn't bad because it's not like huge upsets because the records were pretty tight, 1 through 6.
Yes.
And also the Lakers have that old experience, whatever. So getting through a Memphis team with a hurt Ja Morant. And a Sacramento team that might be a year early. So these aren't huge upsets, but it is a 6 and 7. Obviously, I go Lakers in 7. I got a feeling I'm about to get overrun, though, by that. Adam, why don't you pick real quick?
I'm on the Warriors with this one.
Champion experience, the best player on the court.
Best shooter to second.
Will the best player on the court be Curry or will it be Reeves? Will it be Reeves from the Lakers?
I don't know. If Steph Curry gets
the best light skin player,
then it's done.
Yeah, in a 7-game series, if he gets on a roll 4 out of 7 times,
I mean,
you're dead. I'm not mocking you. I'm saying you have that guy.
Yeah.
If he gets hot 4 out of 7 times, you win.
Yeah.
So
in the games he does, and then usually Klay hits like 10 3 points. Jordan Poole scores 18, 20 points.
That's that number. Carlina flashed it. She's got the numbers. Lakers are plus 1,200. Plus, there's 16 teams, so you know, that shows that they're on the lower end of that to make it. So, if you guys push the Warriors through, I can't argue. I made my pick. So,
the Lakers are back to back in the 538 with a percent to make it to the finals. Warriors are 5. Lakers are 6.
I'm going Warriors. I can't.
This one's less raised, less definitive than you think. Putting the Warriors through is the smart money move.
Yeah.
It's plus 1,000 and plus 1,200.
Yeah.
This isn't like a clear cut, but.
No, it's a 6 or 7 game series.
Yeah. Smart money is Golden State. I say Lakers. It's just, but Golden State, go ahead and punch them through.
Yeah.
Now we'll have a debate for the going to the finals because I don't think I can put Denver through. Go ahead. Let's go down to the Eastern Conference.
Okay.
I still, even with a broken back, I can't put Milwaukee not in the conference.
No, they're going through.
Do you agree? Like, I don't even know if that's a discussion. I think we put them through 5 games, 6 games. Like, do you have an objection to Milwaukee?
No, I think it's whoever they play between the Cavs, maybe take 6 games, the Knicks 5 to 6 games.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll put Milwaukee through. Now, here's the series of the year. What was Boston's record?
Boston, they were roughly, or no, yeah, they were 57-25.
And then the, was the
Sixers were 54-28.
Okay, so a little bit, a little separation.
Yeah.
Yes.
It wasn't like one, a little bit of separation. I mean, Joel Embiid the best. Is he better player than Tatum? Yeah.
I mean,
but is his 1-2 better than Brown Tatum? Like, who's his two?
James Harden.
Okay. Now we're cooking.
Well, we're not talking Houston James Harden either. So
yeah, no. We're talking San Antonio James Harden, according to Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
That's another razor thin one too. Once you get there.
Yeah.
They were there last year.
Yeah.
Harden. I've never seen. Has Harden made of NBA Finals?
No, he has not.
So I don't know if Harden's a.
He has made conference though.
Conference Finals. I mean, you were there last year.
That's true.
They're
playing really well.
Yeah.
But Embiid is.
Yeah, he's the best player. I agree. I agree 100%. He's the best player. And I think of the top four. So you have a lot of final series are like this. The if we're going the top two on each team.
Yes.
I think Embiid is one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think they have 1-3. I think they have they have 1-4.
Yeah, but the Celtics
definitely. They have Embiid, Tatum and Brown, and then Harden.
That's the thing with
So with what Boston's... do you value more there? Do you value the two better players? I mean, I say Boston because they made it last year. They have a better coach. They have a better, like.
And then after the top two players on that team, you got to start looking at the other players, too, for the advantages, too. Like, after you got Embiid and Harden, like, who's their third best player? Is it
Al Horford all of a sudden de-ages 12 years once the playoffs hit, too. Yeah. That's bizarre.
Tobias Harris,
maybe, I was about to say.
Yeah. Tough.
Boston, you still got, like, Mark Smart.
I will go 7 games, no visiting team wins in this series.
You think so?
I think so. And I think the home court advantage takes them to the finals, Boston in 7, and then losing game 1 to the – like, it's that hard of a fought series.
Yeah.
That it makes them go down 1 to the Bucks. Yeah. So I got Boston going through.
I agree.
Yep, I agree as
so
well.
So we're pretty unanimous on that one.
All right, 7 though, right? We can agree
on 7. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could go for 7.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so that was the odds on Milwaukee and Boston is pretty razor thin, too. Let's go back up to the Western Conference Finals. But here's go back down to the Eastern Conference Finals. Let's go Eastern Conference Finals.
You want the Eastern first?
Yeah, okay. Here's why.
I think it's an easier decision.
We're still here, and I think we both, all three, said the Boston and Philadelphia series might be the championship.
Right. Yeah.
I say reverse gentleman sweep. I think Milwaukee wins the first game because Boston comes in off a hard-fought series.
Yeah.
And then Boston figures it out and wins 4-1.
Ooh.
That's what I think happens.
This all depends on if Giannis comes back healthy and perfectly fine.
Right, but we have to go on the information we have right now.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
So, as of right now,
yeah.
I think Boston.
Yeah, me too.
But if Giannis comes back perfectly fine – it's Giannis. He can carry that whole team.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He's a Curry, where if he gets hot for 4 of the 7 games, you're done.
He's dropping 40 every single time.
But he's going to get 12 instead of 13 rebounds if you bet the over on his rebounds.
Okay.
He loves to do that.
He loves to do that.
So you say we're doing it. We're making our pick for the finals. You got Boston, you got Milwaukee, Adam.
I'm definitely Boston.
How many games?
As mentioned earlier, without a healthy freak, I think we're closer to 5 than 7, probably like 5. With the freak, I think we're still closer to 5. No, we're not. It's probably a 6 or 7 game series. 6. Okay.
Agree. Now, do we all agree in our scenario we've made up, Milwaukee wins that game 1, though, and that's the time to eat, to get your money on Milwaukee?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where I'm wearing.
Yeah. All right, so let's put Boston through.
Because they also have home court advantage.
I'll let you pick 5 or 6.
I'm
you both. I said 5. You both said 6. So it's 6, I guess.
Okay.
So we got Boston in the final. I don't think that's a stretch. I think we kind of anticipated that going in.
Yes.
Because of the path to get there, if Denver has to run into the Suns, I don't think they get by the Suns.
Yeah.
Here now, because we're picking. Because now, if it's just this series, mm-hmm. I lean towards putting Denver over Golden State. But yeah. we have to look at who's more. We have to look over who's more likely to have made it there. And the road through the finals for Golden State is Sacramento, and then either Memphis or Lakers.
Yes.
John Morant's hurt. It's looking like it's going to be the Lakers.
Yeah.
I would say that is an easier path than having to go through either the Suns or Clippers. Doesn't mean I'm putting them through based on that. I'm just saying who's more likely to get to this conference final between the two teams?
The Nuggets.
The Nuggets.
Yeah. Their first round, they're going to kill the Wolves.
And
the Warriors' first round, they might lose the Kings.
What's that?
I said the Nuggets are going to beat the Wolves in the first round. The Warriors aren't for sure beating the Kings in the first round.
There it is. There it is. That's it.
Yeah.
I agree. I was right about to get to that.
This could be Sacramento going all the way.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. So Denver's the more likely person to be sitting in this chair, but we have Denver and Golden State. Yeah. Let's say it gets to this, what we've picked. Now, who are we putting through? And then we can all, it's a discussion. So we can be like, it's more important that they're more likely to make it. Like we can debate this.
Yeah.
If we're looking at the whole tree, the whole playoff tree, I got to put Denver in.
Yeah.
But if we're looking at just this round and Golden State did make it through and then they did make it through again. And if the conference final is Denver Golden State, I lean towards Golden State.
Yes.
But there's no guarantee Golden State gets past Sacramento. There is a guarantee Denver gets past Minnesota.
Yes, that's true.
All right.
I think
plus, the Warriors are in this matchup right now. If they make it to this matchup, you have to think that their players got super hot on shooting.
That's true.
Okay. So if they do make it to this Western Conference
Final. If they make it all the way here, that's Steph is hot, Klay is hot, Jordan Poole is playing phenomenal. He's already hot. I don't know.
Yeah. 4 years in a row.
Yes.
The Golden State Warriors played the Cleveland Cavaliers in the finals.
Correct.
Four or you three?
2 years in a row, the Jazz and Bulls played. Yeah. They repeat a lot. I mean, the finals repeat. Mm-hmm. I say we get a rematch of the Golden State Warriors and the Boston Celtics.
Oh, wow.
And it's not a hill I'm willing to die on. If I'm outvoted, I will not be upset. Mm-hmm. I think Adam leans towards Denver, so I'll ask for his vote now.
Yes, I am leaning Denver still.
Make the case like a defense attorney making closing arguments. Give me the winner of the Western Conference.
Like I said, if the Warriors get hot, that's the Warriors.
Right.
I'm picking Warriors if they get hot.
Full blown seven?
Yes, full seven.
Let's mark it down. Let's put it in. Let's put Golden State Warriors in the finals.
But Jokic
is the best player in the West right now.
And potential MVP.
Yeah. Well, no, it doesn't look like it.
Supporting cast of Jamal Murray, Michael Porter. Like it's gonna be
okay. I think I'm still leaning Warriors. I think I'm still leaning Warriors.
Put the Warriors through. Don't think it matters because I think we both have. So now it sets up a final of Boston or the Nuggets. You know what I'm saying? Like it's Boston versus the Nuggets or Warriors. Let's think of it that.
Yes.
I don't think it matters. I think whoever gets out of that Boston and Philadelphia series wins. Because I think they take that momentum of that tough series through the Milwaukee Bucks, which is no joke. They are,
and I think
the winner of that series wins it all. For me, it's going to be the Boston Celtics in what almost all NBA Finals are, six games.
Yeah.
So all for me, my final pick is going to be, and I'm going to go to Karate Brian second. It's going to be the Boston Celtics, six games over the Golden State Warriors to be the 2023 NBA champions.
With Boston, Jason Tatum and Brown, they both can carry that team.
They did it last year too.
They both can carry that team. I think if they play well together, if there's not like one or the other, if both of them play phenomenal, I think it's Boston.
Okay. Boston easily. Boston.
Oh no! Like six or seven.
Six games. Okay. Adam Aldridge.
gonna stick with my original pick from the beginning of the segment and go Boston Celtics. And as you mentioned earlier, unless it's just an insane NBA Finals, I'd like to find out the percent on this, but it's got to be six games.
Yeah, almost so many NBA Finals have been in six games. Yeah. All right. So our consensus, family by law, NBA Finals sponsored by Klondike Ice Cream, says the Boston Celtics win the championship. And let's do a Finals MVP. If it's Boston, I think it's Tatum.
Yes.
Yeah, it has to be.
Tatum, okay. Pretty clear across there. Let's go. Let's do our, because we're about to, we're going to break. This will be it. So we're going to, we've picked Boston. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I wish I would have looked up the numbers today. I do change my mind. Obviously, it's going to be Joel Embiid is the MVP.
Yes.
It flipped after Kendrick Persons. Because going into his thing, so he worked it. Going into his thing on ESPN, why he was so upset. Jokic. The Joker.
Yes, the Joker. Just say that.
Was minus 2,500 to win the MVP when he did gave that TV appearance.
Yes.
And now he's plus 700. So it looks like down the stretch, Embiid took it away.
Yeah, he just went off too. Like
he went off. He earned it. And he deserves it.
Yes.
So we're going Embiid wins that. Wouldn't it be wild if it happens? Mine was with my pick. Mine was the Lakers making it all the way.
Yeah.
That's my, wouldn't it be wild? Your heart is the Clippers.
My heart is the Clippers.
But what's your, like, this could happen? I think us putting Golden State in the finals qualifies for one of those. Like, hey, this could happen.
And a lot of people might think I'm crazy for this.
But I have a different one besides the Lakers. Go ahead.
I have, besides the Clippers.
Yeah.
I do think they're going to win it all the way. But Sacramento.
Beating Golden State?
Beating Golden State.
Sure. Lakers. But that's we're picking Golden State as an upset.
Yes.
So Sacramento's favored to beat Golden State.
Yes.
And we just dismissed that.
Yes.
And, you know, took Golden State for granted. But yeah, here's mine. And then I'll leave it. We'll close the show with our remote guest, two-time fouls leader in the Hammond YMCA League, participation trophy award winner. My wouldn't it be wild if, and it still could happen. Giannis is limping around a little bit, and the Miami Heat with finals experience.
That's true. Oh, I forgot.
Takes the Milwaukee Bucks out in the first round.
Yeah.
Now let's see. Now the chaos ensues. Now the Heat, they take the Bucks out. They're right. They'll take the Knicks out. They'll take Cleveland out.
Do you think they'd be?
I'm going. I'm still going. Oh, I'm still going. Sorry. They take the Cleveland or New York out. Now you got a battle worn, beaten up Philadelphia or Boston.
Oh, I see.
I mean, the Miami Heat still aren't favored to win that, but they could, and it would be wild, and it's not out of the question. Now let's go to the eighth seed on the West. There ain't a chance in hell Minnesota's winning three series.
Absolutely.
There's no way Minnesota wins three series. I think the Miami Heat, I don't pick them to win any of these. So I'm not saying I pick them. But I think it would be wild.
Yeah.
If the Miami Heat got hot and went all the way to the – because now – but then that happens. Now you're looking at maybe Denver wins the championship.
Mm-hmm.
So some wild things could happen, and I'm looking forward to the next couple of months of basketball.
Really quick, a wild thing, though. Yours is more wild. Mine's probably a little safer. I think there's a path for the Suns to make the NBA Finals.
Of course. The Suns could end up, yes.
It's not wild, but from a team that at the beginning of the segment we had losing to possibly the Clippers in the first round.
I don't know what that is, NBA draft months.
Oh, man. I was saying it lasts months.
Oh, yes. Yeah, this lasts months.
Yeah, it's not going to be over till like June.
Each series is 2 weeks.
This is going to last like until June.
Yeah, that's why LeBron James has been in the league for like 20 years.
Yeah.
But almost every year he plays almost a half a season extra. Yeah. So he's been like in the NBA for 30 years on his body. Like,
right.
All right. So what's your wild that could happen is the Suns?
I think Suns, I think it's pretty realistic actually too. For the Suns' path to make it to the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Denver's ripe for the pickings.
But Booker and KD, as we talked about the Warriors earlier, Booker and KD get hot, start hitting shots.
Yeah. Yeah, well, okay. Yeah. Let's say
DeAndre Ayton on the inside.
No, let's go with yours for a second. Let's run with it. The Suns. Let's say the West holds to form a little bit instead of our picks.
Okay.
And the Denver Nuggets, you know, get through. Now the Phoenix Suns are playing the Clippers without their second best player. There's no bones about it. They are.
Yes.
They are behind, but let's say they make it through.
Right.
Denver's ripe for the pickings. Now this could be their year, but they are not the 97 Bulls.
Yes, true.
You know what I mean? Like they can.
Yeah, so, not bad. Bad defensive player either. I don't think he can stop Jokic, but.
Yeah. Now our picks were a little bit. We went veteran over new, so we have like Golden State and Lakers in there. But let's say it holds the form and it's Sacramento, Memphis. And I don't think Phoenix is scared of either one of those teams.
No.
So yeah, there's definitely a road for Phoenix to make it. That's not absurd.
Yeah.
Now your heart won't let you do anything but put the Lakers Clippers all the way.
Listen, but I'm a realistic Clippers fan. And I understand.
Now getting through that first, now their chances get better and better as it goes on.
Yes.
But it's just going to be really hard. But winning that first game is huge.
Yes.
But this is their hardest. Like, if Paul George comes back, then, I mean, I could have easily picked the Clippers over Denver there. But I just didn't know the Clippers would get there.
Yeah. Clippers,
the Clippers' best game they're going to have this series. Kawhi going off for 38. And
yeah.
AD not hitting any shots.
Fired their shot, their big best shot.
Right.
I honestly didn't expect it the first
game. Nobody did, yeah. Yeah, so that would be wild. Suns getting through. Not the Clippers. Go through both conferences now. I've given you mine with that Heat, and I think I've made a case for them. Wouldn't it be wild if, like, it could be Golden State getting hot and getting all the three. Just, it doesn't have to be crazy. You can go both, either conference. You. He says the Suns.
Oh yeah, besides the Clippers. I'll stop talking about the Clippers.
All right. Always with the goddamn Clippers.
Yeah. Every year. I really like the Kings.
Yeah.
I like how they play.
Okay. See. Yeah. Now.
I like it too.
You got. I think. But I mean, look at this. This is how cool the NBA playoffs are. Yeah. We put Golden State all the way to the finals.
Yeah.
They might not get out of that first round. And that was a split decision. That was, if there were three judges, two of them put the Clippers through, one of them put the, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was,
yeah.
That could have gone either way. That was not a knockout. That was,
I think.
You don't think they're a year away?
I honestly didn't expect them to make it that high.
Of course not. Yeah.
In the seed. Last year everyone was saying, oh, they have a chance at the
playoffs. Yeah, it's for the sure. They're, like, they were the do you remember like 7-8 years ago Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Like they're the team going through the process.
Yeah.
Right. Like the Kings are.
Because they traded for Sabonis and that everyone said, oh, they just got themselves a shot at the playoffs, but not anywhere like high. But they
made it. Now let's run with yours. Let's run with yours. Okay. Let's put them through to the second round.
Okay, they go to the Lakers.
Lakers pee the bed. Oh. And a banged up Memphis team is in there.
I think.
Now you have what? Sacramento? Yeah. They're favored to win that series if Ja's banged up.
Yes.
So now we got them all the way to the finals.
Yes.
Who's it going to be, though? Can they beat any of these three teams? Can they beat the Clippers, Suns, or Denver Nuggets? And who's their best shot?
Clippers. I don't think they get through Denver. I don't think they get through Denver.
So let's say them making it to the Western Conference Finals then.
Yeah.
Would be pretty wild, wouldn't it?
I think it would be pretty wild if they get to the Western Conference.
Yeah, I can get down with that. So that's a wouldn't it be wild if. Yeah.
It's possible too.
Yeah.
Because we put Warriors all the way through, but they just. Yeah.
But there's not the. There's no. This isn't the. Like when the Bulls were in it or when the Warriors had 75 wins. Like, this is not – there's no – this team's definitely going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what's fun about the West is two of the – what would be your wild stories is me and Karate Brian picking a 3-4 seed for wild stories. That's how crazy the West is.
Yes.
I think was it LeBron? I think LeBron said like all 16 teams could make it.
I don't think that's true. I don't think Minnesota does have
Minnesota,
a chance.
Minnesota, no.
Minnesota doesn't have a chance, in my opinion.
But all seven.
No, and I don't think Memphis has a chance anymore.
No, because of Ja.
Because Ja and such.
I forgot something.
Okay.
Miami, we didn't put them through, but Tyler Hero's hand is broken.
Yeah, but that's just a shooting hand, though.
Well, yeah, but that's still one of the. Oh, wait.
Yeah, that's why it would be really wild if that happened. All right, hey, Adam?
Yes.
Thank you for providing insight. Stay on for a little bit, though.
Will do.
We're going to wrap things up here. I've had a pleasure moving Karate Brian from the producer chair into the co-host,
tri-host
seat. Carlina did a job of jobs of producing this show. She found the MVP numbers, was giving us on the fly odds to pick up the series. So shout out to Carlina, the producer.
Making me look bad.
They handled their new roles very well.
Carlina's looking to get back in the co-host seat, though. I can tell that. Karate Brian, I appreciate having you on. Can you tell this audience what co-hosting or tri-hosting Family by Law with Brian Aldridge has meant to you today?
Honestly, it